At Greater Napanee's council meeting this week, staff highlighted a gap in the current procurement bylaw that restricts council's ability to maintain discretion over competitive purchases. The current process calls for tenders to be awarded to the lowest compliant bid, meeting all requirements specified in the tender document. Staff noted that this language does not allow council the ability to prioritize one of the primary goals and objectives also outlined in the bylaw. Ellen Hamill with the town's Financial and IT Services Department explained the fix staff are proposing.
Staff were directed to bring back a report to council with an update on the procurement bylaw review. So as a result of the last council meeting, we presented a recommendation to council to award a tender that was not the lowest bid. In reviewing the language of the current bylaw, we noted that there was no discretion available to council, particularly around non-low bid. So we feel that it's important at this point in time to provide that discretion option to council so that we can prioritize, again, obtaining the best value for the town as referred to in the bylaw itself, which is the best combination of price, technical merit, and quality that may not be the lowest price.
Hamill details what the final bylaw might include.
We're recommending this at this time as a temporary measure, as we, of course, are committed to coming back to council with a full review of this bylaw, which will include a number of recommendations and changes to language that undoubtedly will include changes to language around discretion and lowest compliant bid and best value for money. But we wanted council to have the ability to have that discretion available to them as we continue through the procurements of the remainder of the year.
The proposed update raised some concern from the public, with resident Tony Belisavis voicing his concerns.
The processes are designed to provide consistency as they attempt to balance the needs of values for the taxpayers, accountability, protections for the town, and simplicity of use. These different processes and their decision outcomes are not designed to be interchangeable. So using the best value for the lowest price model to make recommendations for the best value for money outcomes creates a disconnect between the process and decision. More importantly for the town, there is no supporting evidence in the available data to justify the change in the decision to best value for money, only an opinion.
Belisavis brought up the decision made for the purchase of the flooring at the Best in Bash Arena.
If you review the recent flooring procurement briefing, you will see we likely got the very best product in the competition. But no evidence was actually provided to council to show taxpayers actually got best value for the money being hyped during the presentation.
Manager of Legislative Services and Municipal Clerk Jessica Walters explained the language behind the bylaw.
We wouldn't expect that as soon as council passes this bylaw, now every single procurement staff are recommending not going with the low bid. It's just there to have it as a in case it is needed.
Hamill noted staff's procurement processes will remain the same.
Nothing else in our process will change. We will still score. We will still provide council with that scoring. We will still highlight what the lowest bid is. All it does is give council the option without waiving specifics within the bylaw to award to the non-lowest tender.
Mayor Terry Richardson explained it will be a step forward.
Ultimately, whether we change or add this addition to the bylaw at this point, we do have the ultimate decision-making on this process anyways, as we've always already seen anyways. So, and this is a temporary measure in order to get us through to making a bigger, better, stronger procedural bylaw.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.